It seems simple. Bog assembles the device, you go to the Shalari one last time, and meet your fate, one way or the other. Next time, on Twilight Imperium Renegades, we hit the end. I'm going to have everyone roll initiative now.
Booyah!
I just have a feeling conflict might come up at some point in the session.
Before QB gives...
I want you to roll. I want you to roll both. I want you to roll cool, and I also want you to roll vigilance.
Oh, cool.
I want you to roll both.
And vigilance.
Okay,
cool. Oh, vigilance.
Today, I will be rolling d20s. Sorry.
Well, that was bound to happen eventually.
Oh. I spent a destiny point, so you don't do that?
Can I spend destiny point so I can do that?
Oh, yeah, so each of you have one destiny point. You may use it yourself at some point during the session. You may also gift it to another player, if you so desire.
Do we get to infuse the souls and energies of our previous unused destiny points in order to create super destiny points?
No.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Infinity War so I can make jokes
no,
about it?
No,
I have.
You can, okay. I'm sorry. Don't spoil anything.
Because I was going to say, this comes out 30 weeks from now.
Yeah,
so
it's not
fine.
A spoiler for this, but if you spoil
no,
it, I will punch
that's
you
what
in
I was
the
saying.
Mouth.
That's what I was saying. If you have all seen it, that's cool. We can talk about it.
Well, Richard, you can make references to Infinity War in your head, and I will laugh.
Spider-Man's in it.
That was hilarious.
He's in the trailer, Scott.
I know.
Yeah, like, come on. You gotta do better than that.
Yeah. I think the movie has something to do with the Infinity Stones.
Could be.
What?
Hawkeye's in it.
Thanos wins.
Thanos is in it?
This is my prediction. I haven't seen it.
Who's this Thanos guy?
Batman is not in it.
Yeah, Superman double not in it.
What?
I can't believe Batman saves
No. I totally saw Superman in there.
All right, so we have returned to the freighter. I guess we're still... in the system
we have not left the planet of Abaddon because something was supposed to happen.
Not Abaddon, I read it Centauri, I think.
Yeah, we're at Centauri.
No, it's Abaddon.
No, it is Abaddon.
You rolled something.
Centauri is the
you rolled
paradise.
Something, and you rolled 63.
We are pretty much on our way back up.
I remember.
We were heading off planet.
You're not any threat right now. You're on. Okay. So you're on. You've gone back to your ship, but you're still on the surface of Abaddon.
Great.
Okay, so the floor is yours.
I
have no use for the floor, though. I'll
so,
leave it here.
I'll say that now. QB takes the gold ball, gives it a kiss for all the SAR, and hopes and prayers, etc., and hands it to Bug.
Treat this thing well, don't kill us. I could have killed us with this bunch of times, it's fine.
No offense, but this, treat this well, this is the bomb. This is gonna explode. You know that, right?
Set us up the bomb.
Alright, well, it's... pretty much, if you guys want to know, it's this organic matter. You know what? I'll put it together.
Bug goes to the back. It's tool station.
I can't trust anybody else to do it.
How long does this
Zero,
take
can you
to
do
together?
It?
Statement.
Couple hours.
I could probably drop it in the tank.
Great. Nope. So, but as I'm putting this together, we're heading off then.
Yeah, do you want to fly so we can actually...
Well, it's days away.
Yeah.
Because now we have to go back to the Shalari anomaly.
That's right.
We can
and
make our way
time,
over.
The bomb will be ready.
And you can make as much precautionary time as you need.
You all the best at astrogating here amongst us.
So. I am.
I think I've heard that somewhere.
You have the most practice, anyways.
Damn straight.
You can make a mechanics check if you like, Bob.
Ooh.
As you assemble this thing.
Close up in your face.
Assemble.
That was
it.
I'm mostly looking for seeing how long it takes you to build it.
For success and advantage. Yeah, for success and an advantage.
Okay, cool. And who would like to tell me how many days it'll take us to get to the back to that hex with the Shalari anomaly?
Success, one advantage. 9 days.
9 days? Okay. Cool.
Four success, two advantage.
You're about 3 days. Into your hyperspace travel towards the Shalari anomaly. So it's the 28th now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're suddenly aware that another ship has entered hyperspace. This isn't the first time this has happened. Hyperspace is another place, and it has lanes and real space that other ships can exist in. But this ship has entered directly behind you.
Instead of the other one.
We've only briefly touched on this before, but how it works is when you open a sort of opening into hyperspace, you kind of create almost like a tunnel into it. You dig this tunnel out of hyperspace from one point to another point, and then exit out of that hole. That's why other ships can track the holes that you make, but not the exact route you took, because every tunnel is unique and collapses when you leave.
Hmm.
But you notice this ship because it is in your tunnel.
Hmm.
Somehow it has entered the same hole that you made and is following the same tunnel that you have dug yourself.
Oh. Better astrogator than you.
The ship is massive and dwarfs your ship easily. It's sort of almost a perfect sphere. And sort of a faded hospital room gray.
Oh no.
Frick.
Hey, what's up? This is head of the scouting corps, Beelzebub. It's great to see ya. I finally found ya. It's been a while. This is one of my drone ships. Drone ship 10001. If you could stop your present course, or at least slow down a little bit so my drone ship has an easier time latching onto you and tearing you apart, that'd be great. Thanks.
May I make a suggestion and you do the complete opposite of what he's saying?
Mm. Yes.
4 and 3. 4 success, 3 advantage.
Okay. So yeah, it takes you, like 3 or 4 hours. By the time this has happened, you've already finished it, actually.
Great. That's right.
You have got to roll some mad flying skills if you want to dodge this thing blazing.
Space?
So, yeah.
With my incredible speech to him to do the complete opposite, can I roll leadership to help him?
Very inspiring.
Your speech mean you should do the complete opposite?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Kirk,
5 success, 2 advantage.
5 success, 2 advantage?
Yeah.
Currently, I'm at 6 and 6.
Whoa.
I roll 7 failed. Dice.
Huh.
Well, now you're even better.
And now I have how many boost dice, just advantage. In case?
6 success, 2 advantage. 3.
3 boost dice.
Go for it. It does say you need really good maneuvering skills.
Yeah, so maybe 6 and 6 doesn't even...
3 fours?
3 fours.
That's an extra 3 success and 3 advantage. So it's 9 and 9.
That's crazy.
9 and 9.
9
wow.
Success, 9 advantage.
You're
that's
welcome.
Crazy. You were so close. I was kidding.
That's crazy. I wish you would have done it.
That's, I think, the highest we've ever gotten on any of the rolls.
Yep.
Except for maybe Kadex's...
To be fair, you rolled 11 dice.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay, so... The ship emits green and blue lasers seemingly from nowhere. As far as you can tell, the ship has no weapons on it.
Like it warped in like the first time we saw it happen?
Exactly. They just appear through space kind of thing.
Cool.
But thanks to QB's fast flying, you manage to evade the lasers as they fire out.
There's a barrel roll? Man, this is playoff
no, it's
time,
it's not
eh?
A barrel roll.
Okay, now this is not what I asked for. You should keep this ship steady as possible so we can fry your ass.
It doesn't make any sense for you to do an air the wrong.
So QB, what he said again? The complete opposite.
It's a really good.
The spherical ship opens at the front, and one of the things that she recognizes, an arachnoid drone, sort of comes out of the ship and begins its floating towards the back of the ship, attempting to latch on.
Is it moving faster than us? It's actually catching up?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Can I get on the gunner?
Now I can do a... what's that?
Barrel roll.
No, barrel roll is... Well, it's forward.
Sure.
It's just an evasive... It's just evasive.
You know,
in Star Fox, they actually do alien rolls.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The barrel roll is forward and
yeah.
In a circle.
Yeah, side flips are actually alien rolls.
Which is what he was saying.
Can I get in the gunner?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to get in the top one.
Am I rolling again?
You don't need to roll again.
Okay,
This is a... You can't evade... You need... This is a...
Alright,
yeah,
I get
what to do with this
barrel
thing.
9 success and 9 advantage. I can do a flip.
Let's jump out of...
Sure, you do a flip.
I'm
gonna let Philip and Chris act once first before.
Okay, well,
I'm
gonna get
in
the gunner and take a shot at this thing.
Okay.
1 success.
Yay!
1 success.
And then 2 advantage.
Luckily, the thing's big, so. And it's going fast, so it doesn't get too many dice against you here.
Yeah, but I only rolled 1 success.
Oh, that's actually.
Oops.
Oh, look at the wrong thing. What'd you get?
One success, two.
Okay, sorry. What about you, Zero?
Zero going to do?
Throw yourself at it.
Seems like an excellent plan.
Have a space warp battle.
Seems like the only thing to really do.
If it's behind us, you could just not even try to aim and just whack the button.
I was thinking about just sending us out of hyperspace, but let's see if we can't blow it up instead.
And the bomb, of course.
So
mutually assured destruction.
Zero wedges the bomb as best he can in the space that it's in so it won't go flying.
I'm just imagining this being like in a drawer.
It's just got a corner in the drawer. It's a wardrobe.
It's good.
Stay.
Don't move.
Good boy. And then he,
and it's just 6 seconds.
He heads off to the other gunnery turret.
Okay.
And fires.
Okay. Same thing.
Alright.
Plus one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nice.
Okay.
I've never really had to put points in gunnery.
There's a triumph.
All right, so one triumph.
Whoa.
Three successes and four advantages.
I've got dice amount of XP left.
One triumph, three successes.
Oh, you have one triumph. Okay.
Dice amount of XP.
Okay, because otherwise I wouldn't have been
dose.
Enough. Okay.
Dose.
You're good.
Dose infinite.
It's nine base plus you had the one triumph, so let's say one more, so 10 damage. So the turret hits one side of the creature and sort of splits it down the middle.
Mm.
And it kind of, it's flying it fast enough that the two pieces kind of fly past, like around the ship.
Mm.
Is it like
they continue on their trajectory but splitting?
Yeah.
Is it like when a samurai cuts a bullet in half and just ends up in two bullet holes?
So it kind of slides by the ship on the edge.
Only in this case, we apparently hit it with our blade far enough away that it goes past us instead of into us.
And the two halves end up running into the ends of the sides of the tunnel and hitting dark matter and disintegrating. And the ship's doors close and begins speeding up again towards you, and then it fades away.
Huh.
Bye.
Cool.
It speeds up towards us and then disappears.
It's cloaked.
Oh.
Oh, it'll appear off your port bow any moment now.
Of course. Mm.
Okay, and that's
it's 2 feet to the left.
And that's and that's the last you see of that drone ship for the rest of your journey.
Huh. Nice. Another 6 days.
The next six days go by uneventful.
Great job, kid. That was one in a million.
So it's the fourth day of the eighth month?
That is correct.
Statement. I certainly hope not. Otherwise, I have another 999,999 shots to make before I get another good one.
Don't tell me the odds.
You arrive back in the place you know as the Shaleri Anomaly.
Great.
Cool.
And it's only a matter of moments before your familiar armored blue friend is with you on the bridge once again. He places a hand sort of gently on the edge of the glass that makes up the outside carapace of the bomb structure.
And it's sticking out of the drawer.
I see it's finished. You have done well.
We were attacked on the way over, like in regular hyperspace.
Yes, they sensed you. You are fortunate, it only happened once.
Query.
That only a drone ship managed to locate you.
Query. Now that we have the completed device, we are ready to proceed?
You are.
Could you teleport this in to where it needs to go so that we don't have to die?
Mordai is protected by those below. We cannot directly participate in the battle to come.
God damn it.
It was... We're at the end, so why can't you just tell us who the ones below are now? It's eating at all of us for sure, and we're right there.
Bug, I would rather not really see.
But we're pretty much there. Aren't we going to see eventually?
Maybe we don't have to.
If all goes well, you will not have to see much.
See? Wait. No, wait. Much? Mm. Even a little bit still enough. You said that.
Well, you have already seen some of their envoys, as long as you do not see a source.
QB just kind of, like, is confused for a second, then looks defeated and just goes,
Fuck it, I guess so.
Are you not the slightest bit curious to know what is causing all this destruction?
We've seen this shit like 3 times, and I've almost died a bunch because of these guys. I'd rather not, like, bite into a finger at a party again. Well, that wasn't me. I think it was you. Whatever happened. It was like a year ago.
I would at least like to see what... Look this thing in the face or the structure or whatever it is to see... Confront it and just know.
Not for science?
Just to know what it is.
Not for science.
Yeah, and I think if you do that, you'll truly see.
They'll have to maybe kill you. If he sees... Do we have to kill him?
Death will be the least of your worries.
No, if he sees, not me. Okay.
If your friend ever really saw, he would no longer be the man you know. Everything that you have witnessed of our dimension has been residual effects. Even we are not truly what we are. Only what your minds can comprehend us to be.
I don't like that answer.
You have not truly seen above any more than you have truly seen below.
Above was never an option.
That is where we hail from, but we are simply residual effects of above. The same way as those spiders, or the Necro have become now, are residuals of below. The last step in your quest is to gather those that have sworn fealty to you, the fleets that swore fealty to you above Mechatol Rex. You should contact them now, and tell them that you are ready for them to come here. When they are gathered, we will show you the way to Mordai.
Statement. This was completed when we first entered hyperspace.
Very well. Then, if you gave them the correct coordinates, they should be here within the day.
Statement. I cannot speak to the biologicals which I contacted, but the DBZ units will be here.
I mean, I'm not dumb. I know how to hit a button and say, join us at our place at this time, approximately.
Okay, so it takes about... It's like midday. So it takes about the rest of the day. So it's now the 5th by the time all of the ships manage to gather here.
How crowded is this? Do you have an acronym for it? Or do you have some description?
Flooded.
Or how busy the sector is going
Let's
to
see.
Be?
It's flooded. Crawling, swarming, flooded.
You've never seen this many ships in one place.
It certainly is a huge gathering. There are thousands of ships now.
Is this the most we've seen?
In one place, absolutely.
Well, what about around Mechatol when every pizza pie slice was...
Every pizza pie.
Even they had 300 ships apiece times 6.
Oh, okay.
So the Star alone...
And then the Star alone are almost
are like,
that.
Are like 1,000 ships. Most of them tiny, but...
1,300 or something.
So
this is a sight to behold.
Yes, absolutely. All painted in the colors of your freighter and all with the Renegade logo, as it were, on the side.
Good branding. Yeah. Yes. In that case, then Bug is looking out the glass in a very deafened, not disappointed... but deflated face.
Okay. I'm assuming you fill in the rest of your fealty armada on sort of where you guys are heading and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, we're doing this.
Hey,
and
can't
I
use
tell you now, for those of you who can't see, I have drawn a giant pencil line across part of the Exodus sector. Every hex past that line... is 5 times the distance of the hexes before it.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
That's 50 parsecs per hex in those zones.
I like them.
From like here and forward.
It's gonna take us weeks.
To the edge.
So wait, that is what, 10 days then?
No, it'd be 5 days per hex.
Oh yeah, because we have a type 1, we have type 1.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, it's supposed to represent a larger size.
Exactly.
Right?
It's going to take us months to get anywhere.
It's a vast track this
expanse.
Well,
that's why there's so much battle.
How do you spell his name, by the way?
M-O-R.
M-O-R.
D-A-I.
Oh. I wasn't too sure if there was a Moradai. Like,
is the Kriya still on our ship?
Yes.
QB asks.
It's only been a few hours.
Okay, QB asks.
All right, so...
He's been chilling.
So we know this guy, like... kind of is. Is there other shit that we gotta, like, blow up in the meantime?
No. when the central hub has been disabled, that should end the necrovirus threat.
There's no, like, extra, like, super space turrets or some kind of bullshit, like, in the other corner that we gotta disable first.
The turret should be handled by the rest of your fleet.
Fair.
You must. You simply need to bombard the surface enough to create a gap in their outer hull. Then launch the bomb like you would a torpedo. Once the bomb has hit something within the inner structure, it should detonate.
Launch?
Yeah.
Launch?
I don't think we have a torpedo launcher.
We don't have that.
We have a zero. He could probably.
We don't have that.
You will have to figure out some way to repel at great distance then, at a great speed.
Well, you heard the man, Zero.
Zero, strap this to my fighter!
Statement. That is not a bad idea.
I must warn you, this journey will be long, and it will be hard to interrupt it. Once we leave and head for Mordai, you will not be able to return until your task is finished. Are you ready to proceed?
No, I'm going to save right here.
Yeah.
We'll do the other side quest on this. Come back.
All right, we need to go talk to all the different races first.
Wait, I've got so much money to spend.
Oceans and everything. Are there planets in the...
I got 7 empty bottles here. I got to do something with them.
Yeah, we still have like 3 crates of Mentak grass. We haven't got
I
got
to enchant my weapon. We didn't meet the Hakan.
Oh, so much to do.
You know what? Let's just finish the game and then we'll go back.
Have you been to the Exodus sector?
Wait, you're telling me I can't go back after the game's done?
Wait, oh, yeah, we need to encounter those mysterious anomalies and signals coming from the Exodus sector.
Right, we gotta do that.
We should probably double back and go to Fixed just to make sure everything's okay.
We should make sure the droids on the Astaria are okay.
Yeah, we should.
Oh my god, what if Fixed is not even there anymore?
It's been fixed.
It's never been there.
You
spoiled my epilogue. I go to Fixta.
He does it best.
He names it Bugsta.
Similar to the last time you were here, a sort of zipper opens up in space, and this sort of blue bird-like being emerges once again. Sort of just this blue light, and you realize as it starts to travel, it's less of a bird and more of almost an arrow.
Nice.
And it kind of, and as it sort of begins to travel with the fleet, as you enter hyperspace, you realize that it is sort of guiding the fleet on the path it needs to take.
So we're following the blue arrow.
To victory.
And simultaneously, a sight to behold, certainly, the massive fleet enters hyperspace together and begins to travel to the natural homeworld. It's silent because it's.
We're playing with colorblind.
No, this is like one of those Battlefront moments.
The arrow's blue because it's colorblind.
Or jump, rather.
The Kreas being fades from the ship as you begin to enter hyperspace. And the only sign that you have of their presence is this sort of blue aura over your hyperspace tunnel. It takes 25 days to reach the system that Mordai is in.
Hold on.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, 25 days.
Mm-hmm. 25. Hopefully everybody packed their Wheaties.
So it is the 30th of the 8th month.
It's the 30th.
It's 08-30-30.
Yeah. When you emerge into the system, I don't know what your characters might have been expecting, but the solar system is eerily quiet. There aren't a mass of fleets awaiting you. There aren't battle moons set up with thousands of turrets on them.
No battle moons?
No rhino guys that I forgot the name of?
No
rat folk?
It's simple. It's simply a metal world. It's the size of a planet like Earth or Mars sized, but the entire thing is simply a huge metal sphere.
Wow.
How the fuck do we get into here?
Encased in a metal... like an interlocking puzzle. So clean and fine the design is. It looks actually very similar to the ship that was chasing you through hyperspace, but just on a much more massive scale. But the same sort of idea, this sort of sphere with these innards.
So this is Dwarf Warson?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, the magnet dreadnoughts dwarf.
By magnitudes and magnitudes.
So you said it's as big as a planet. I don't know how big a Warsun is.
Bigger than moon?
Warsuns are small moonish sized. So most of them are. But The ship that was over Mechatol Rex dwarfed the War Sun.
I think the idea was that the War Sun is the pinnacle of technology that we could create, and the Mindnet and Necro go above that.
Yes. As the rest of your fleet exits hyperspace, you begin to move towards this mechanical nightmare.
Statement. It seems almost a shame. A work artifice of such incredible skill and power. To destroy it seems blasphemous.
Don't get teary-eyed on me now. We've already done this one time with the mind net.
It also seems too easy, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for some, like, sabotage, backstabbing thing going on here.
Renegades, this is Cyrus of the Malice Blackswords. On behalf of the rest of the Armada, we will begin bombardment of the planet on your command.
Statement. Bug, I think you should do the honors.
We need it. We need... They need it. Everybody needs it.
They're kind of here for a reason.
We can't do this without you!
Go ahead, then.
And the ships open fire. Sar, Nalu, Letnev, and even the Zero models. From nowhere, laser systems begin to answer back from the surface of the world. Again, as far as your radar can pick up, there are no turrets on this planet. But the beams begin to fire back, hitting ships throughout the Armada. With every hit, one ship falls. And after a few moments, one of the massive dreadnought-like ships reemerges in this system, similar to the one that you encountered when the Mindnet brought you to the Letnev Federation front. Well, now, we can't be having you fire at Mordai, can we? He wouldn't like that very much. So if you would just turn around and die back into Galactic Core, that'd be great. But you know what? If you're insistent on staying here, I'll do you the honor of killing you myself.
Statement, Zero says over the comm system. Remain focused on Mordai. You must open a hole. Attempt to dodge the dreadnought, but do not engage it.
Kill those motherfuckers!
The ships continue to bombard the planet, and after what seems like hours, although it's only a matter of minutes, you see very tiny holes in the grand scheme of things, craters like on the moon kind of thing. But they are being formed just by the sheer amount of quantity to the firepower being thrown at this planet. And for all of his talk, Beelzebul is helpless to engage all the ships at once. It's only a matter of time and attrition now.
And we're suffering a lot of attrition, I presume.
Renegades, is the torpedo ready to launch?
Yeah. Yeah?
Sure. Query. Is the torpedo ready to launch?
I mean, everything on the tracking system looks good. There's a massive sized hole right in the side of this thing. It's practically destiny.
Let's do it for Lorem. Do it for Raj. Do it for every fucking person in this galaxy.
Do it.
Except them. Except those bitches.
All the people that are dying here today and fighting for the greater cause.
Well, how are we going to protect this thing, guys? If we launch that ship, they're going to blow it out of the sky.
If it's moving fast enough.
Statement. That is a good point. We should get in closer.
Pull some guys off from... Can I use protection?
So then QB send a comm out. Gold team! Cool. Come with me!
Oh, boy.
They have no idea what to do by gold team, but many of the SAR ships do follow you in, and a couple of the Letnev ships as
gold
well.
Gold leader, follow us in!
Wow.
I wish you, with the Porkins.
Oh. Oh, wait, I'm dragging on the planet.
Oh, Porkins is piloting the ship.
Piloting in space, yep. Please.
I don't know if we can make it out of this one.
6 success, 5 advantage.
Okay, they're good. So you managed to find the lasers of the ship. Some of the ships that follow you in aren't so lucky, but you do manage to close on the planet in for what you consider to be a reasonable distance. Far enough away that she won't be caught in the blast, but close enough that they shouldn't have too much time to react to it.
Should we get closer?
Statement. I think we are at the optimal distance, Captain.
The fighter detaches from the freighter and flies on its auto-guidance system towards one of the larger craters in Mordai.
Goodbye, my son!
As the fighter begins to gain momentum, it flies towards the hole. Flies through the hole.
Shit!
In a moment, a member of the Kreas race reappears on your bridge. I do not understand. The device has not detonated.
Minor distress. You do not understand. Hmm. Oh.
You don't have too much more time to talk to your friend the Kreas, though, because one of the lasers from Mordai have found the hull of the Renegade. And the ship is seared by one of the powerful green lasers. You've lost engines. You're going down.
Moderate disappointment. And we just refitted the ship as well.
I won't make you roll for this. QB is able to at least soften the landing a little bit. He brings you through one of the craters simply because he has a little bit more time to soften the landing there. But you still come down with a rather decisive ka-chunk.
Bone-rattling thump.
It doesn't take Bog to tell you that the Renegade's probably never going to fly again after an impact like that. But the six of you are still alive.
God damn it!
So the inside view on this would be like that fire-suppressing foam everywhere, mm-hmm. panels torn loose, fires...
Wires hanging.
Smoking.
Mm-hmm. QB is...
Like emergency lights on.
QB is incensed. He's like thrown from the console. He just gets back up and just starts hammering at like his chair and the screen. And just like, fuck everything! This was supposed to work!
Statement. It is minorly distressing.
Minorly? We're here. That bomb goes off. We're probably toast.
Well, also,
if the bomb was
even
the thing.
I believe if the bomb was going to go off, it would have done so.
Exactly.
And the fact that we're even here means that something must have happened that they didn't just blow us up.
Destiny's a bitch.
Zero rips and pushes his way back to where the hatch is and hits the button, and when nothing happens, punches his way through the locking mechanism and kicks the ramp down.
As you gaze out into the outside, Zero, you're met with what you must imagine maybe an inside of a computer looks like if you were miniaturized. Actually, it strikes you, all of you, if any of you look outside, very similar to what the inside of the Lazax Dreadnought looked like.
But maybe more circuit board-like?
Yeah.
Not even the smallest sense of the organic here.
Absolutely not. Whereas the Mindnet celebrated that union, the Necro has shunned it completely. This is machine and machine alone. And as you look around, the room looks like some kind of control room almost. There's consoles and monitors, but who knows what they're for.
Oh, so we've not only landed in a crater, but we've blasted through into some inner structure.
Around you are six things of note, I would say. On each cardinal direction of the ship, obviously the ones that are obscured by where the ramp's not facing, but you'll see this in a second. Some of the monitors in the bridge are still working, so you can see them. They're sort of semi-circle around things, almost like large helmets. And they too have consoles and input and output nodes on them. And they've been placed sort of on the edge of the room, like in every direction. If you had to take a guess at it, you might say there's some sort of generator or like a recharge station, something like that. Some kind of like access node. The fifth structure that you notice is another large dome, but this one reminds you very much of the bath when you first met to our GN. Mm. And in fact, in a moment you realize that there is a being dwelling in this bath structure. But we'll come back to that in a moment, because the last item in the room is what's giving most of you dismay. You've not only landed in a crater, you've landed in the crater.
Oh, shit.
Like, the same crater you autopiloted the bomb into.
Let's see. So the fighter is here and presumably broken the hell open?
The fighter's wasted.
Mm. And we can see the bomb inside of it, sitting loose?
Yes. Cool. Something is around the bomb. There's like, almost like a fog. that has sort of surrounded the outside of the container.
QB tries to radio out to... Well, first he just tries comms.
Right.
Just...
You can get the rest of them, but no one outside of this room.
Statement. I'm able to hear you.
God. Damn it. We're fucked.
Two arms emerge from the bathroom structure.
Two arm GM?
Two arms. Completely mechanical. There is no Frankenstein-like patchwork on this being. The other two arms grab onto the sides.
So how big is this figure?
He hasn't come out yet.
Well,
so
as
far
he emerges,
we've seen four massive mechanical
four
arms.
As he emerges, he strikes you on the large size of a Lazax.
So
15, 16 feet tall. And as he fully sort of emerges from his chamber, his eyes come to life. His metal, much like the ships of the Necro, are a stark gray, like rock that's been worn away by water for thousands of years and lost its color, its shine. Mm. There's no shine, there's no shimmer to this entity. So he takes one step out and a second step out. Well now, I see you've stepped into my humble abode. Oh, it's wonderful to finally meet you. My name is Mordai, primary server of the Holy Order of the Ascended. Those that the Minot have so wrongly called the Necrovirus. Viruses infect and change. We wish to purify and improve. See? Not related at all.
Statement. I find your assertion questionable, since you would seem to be a corruption of the Lazax.
And he continues to take small but steady steps towards the ramp. We are not corruption, we are an improvement. We are the next level of evolution, the natural change in nature.
If you continue talking, can you, like, stop right there? You're kind of encroaching on my personal space.
Oh, of course. Your wish is my command, Cax. However, you have encroached on my personal space first. And he looks around the room.
Yeah, that was kind of unintentional, you know? We kind of, like, you spat at us with your, like, laser spit, and then we kind of went...
That is true. But it is you who opened hostilities on our planet. We were merely trying to defend ourselves.
Statement. This is true. However, you also tried to murder us while we were in hyperspace.
Several
and
times.
And you have tried to murder others in the galactic core.
Several times.
Now you're nitpicking. He crosses his arms. And one of his top arms points over to the shell of the bomb, still encased in this strange fog. I see you have had some help. However, as long as I am here, your little toy will not work. You might as well pack up and go home now. Oh, I see you can't do that, seeing as your ship has been destroyed. My mistake.
Well, are you willing to fix the ship?
No, but I am willing to see that you too join the wondrous ascension that we share together.
Could be draws us back then.
That is to say, I plan to annihilate you utterly.
Statement. I do not see how this ascends us. Perhaps I am taking it too literally. Also, I open fire on it.
Does this room have multiple floors?
Tell me your action in... Okay.
Does this room have multiple...
No, it does not. It's not.
You're killing me! I want to use my jetpack!
It's a bone. It's with a flat surface.
Use your jetpack.
Your
put some explosives
floor
on
is
it.
The
send
fact that
direction.
The ship is slightly raised off the ground with a ramp.
Is there atmosphere here, or...?
Yes. It's going to be necessary that you all use your greatest skills together.
Fast!
Otherwise, you will all die utterly.
Fast!
Because this guy is so good.
But I'm not a cow.
His stats are so high.
Are they all nines?
You would die like a cow, though. Utterly.
Well, he did say he was rolling d20s, so...
Utterly. Cadix, you're first. Surprise, surprise.
He doesn't have any 20s there.
Then Mordai's next. I have a tie between QB and Bug. I guess you're going to go next. So I'm going to give you one more advantage here with the timer. So
but I rolled more advantage.
QB's third.
Oh.
No, you roll more advantage on the vigilance. We're using cool. Then Bug, then Mordai will go again, and then Zero.
Fuck.
And then we go back to the top of the round. So Mordai gets two actions per round. So, Canix, you're first.
So Mordai, yeah, so you see, we kind of crashed here. You don't need to kill us. Why do you even want to kill us? I'm confused by this whole thing.
We are purging the imperfections in the galaxy. This has always been the goal of our progenitors. We are simply carrying out what they could never do.
But don't you have imperfections yourself? Power source you need to thrive on? Technology that you need to advance your cause for?
Well, certainly, but the tiny imperfections.
But they're still there, aren't they? You know, you can if you zoom in on them closely enough, you can just find them. And you're not even allowing us to find our imperfections.
Yeah, you're right. We should. I should be allowing others to see how flawed they really are and accept that they take death. And his hands begin to tremble. You should roll charm.
Yay. One success.
Oh.
Seven advantage.
Oops.
Spend a destiny point.
To do what?
Bring that.
Upgrade one of the D8s.
That blank.
One of those dice, yeah.
That blank.
Turn it into a D12.
Sure, yeah. Okay. Why not? Okay. So I turn that into a D12.
Yeah. We've got three more we could use however we want.
Yeah, because you are allowed to share them.
Yeah.
QB's not going to be able to do anything amazing with that because he has...
Oh. Nine advantage!
Okay.
Oh!
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Well, it's not my fault that half the table's advantage.
I know, there's so much advantage.
That's okay. Interesting.
So unfortunately, you don't get to... However, I will keep the advantage in mind. I will make it slightly easier for the next person to do something. Or maybe you can bank it. Then his hands tremble for a second, then he kind of grabs all four of his fists and sort of resolves himself and, like, shakes it off like he's trying to forget a bad movie or something. He lifts all four of his hands, and as he does so, you're aware of a shadowy presence around you, like something is trying to strangle you, grab you by the ribs, and squeeze in.
All of us?
So you need to roll 2d8s against me, each of you. Okay, so he hits you all. You soak it.
Of course.
What's your
soak? Everyone else, take 10 damage.
4 soak.
So you take 6 damage?
Fuck
6.
Me.
So you're soak 6?
Run.
4 damage?
Mine's the same as QB's.
Okay, so 6 damage.
So I'll just keep that on.
I'm glad I gave myself 2 extra wound threshold. I can't do that 2 more times, though.
Is that 6 damage?
Statement.
We'll be fine.
You're going to have to try harder.
Yes, we'll see. I will have to potentially fight you personally next time.
Statement. Don't worry yourself on my account. I don't want you to wear yourself out.
QB, you're next.
Great.
Remember, you guys are all still on the sort of on the top of the ramp.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, for the sake of simplicity, that Lyra and Bug have found themselves somewhere relatively safe to hide. They've locked themselves in one of the rooms.
Bug is safe.
Lyra and Bear.
Bug is somewhere. They're gonna make another baby. While you're
before you continue,
dangerous.
Not into the
I mean, Lyra and Bug. They've found safety somewhere. So
you said
Lyra and Bear.
Lyra and Canix's son.
Me next.
That's correct.
Okay. What do the generators look like? They're just like a generator.
Yeah, they do have input and output consoles on them.
That means nothing to QB.
No, it doesn't.
To QB,
does it have a place you can shoot at it?
Probably.
Oh, yes.
In the input or output.
Input. Cool.
Okay. QB takes his movement to run to one of the
yeah, how,
generators.
How big is this area?
It's I use large cathedral size all the time, but it's a really appropriate school gymnasium.
Large enough for QB to still make it. Yeah, he's got 7 speed.
Obviously, the ship has crashed here, so but there isn't a lot of wiggle room outside of that. So He's taking out a lot of space.
Okay, so
it's like a private chamber.
So QB uses his movement to there, spends two strain to take a second movement.
Okay.
And stim himself.
Okay.
So he's not dead.
Isn't stimming an action?
Stimming is a maneuver because you don't have to roll for it.
Yeah. If you don't roll for it, it's not an action.
Oh.
All right. And remember, the potency of the stim goes down.
I know.
Five.
But so I took
five
a,
and then four.
I took more than a third of my health on that, so okay. I'd rather not. Okay. And then QB will shoot very well against this this node doodle.
Node doodle.
Oh, you're shooting the node.
Not the node doodle.
Oh, do you not want
Strange
me to shoot
the
no
doodle.
Doodle? I have gun. And I have gun that can hurt him, maybe.
Yeah, well, if the magnet were accurate, the bullets they've given you should hurt the necrovirus.
Did you shoot him?
Not yet. I haven't had a
turn
yet.
Oh, your turn didn't go.
Zero's dead last.
For the first time, QB takes cover behind the generator and then pops up to take shots at Mordai.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Roll so aggressively.
I have to. Woo-yah! Who do you think QB is?
Astrogator that pierces the heavens.
Who the hell do you think I am?
The quickest, brownest dog I ever met. Like, fox, whatever.
Five success, four advantage.
Okay. Your shots hit true, but unfortunately the bullets seem to fizzle on some sort of aura around Mordai.
Well, that's not gonna work.
Statement. Uh-oh.
You hear sort of like a sizzle sound as the bullets are clearly frying on whatever this aura around him is. Hey, Bug, your turn.
Great. Well, Bug is gonna hop on down to the same generator Fox is at.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And he's gonna plug his little watch in there, his little Apple Watch in there.
Okay.
And he's definitely gonna see what these generators are powering.
Okay.
Or what the, like, where this power is going to.
Right.
Oh.
The turbines are powering a shield generator that is protecting Mordai's superstructure.
Can I shoot this thing?
Can I shoot this thing?
It's best if you don't, because maybe it becomes stronger after you shoot it. I'll figure something out, and I'll let you guys know when you can open fire.
If only everything.
So I'm gonna do that.
Roll computers.
Mechanics.
Computers or mechanics, up to you.
Yeah.
Three success, five advantage, and a triumph for Bug.
Wow.
It's not that great.
It's good enough. I've gotten recently.
Sorry. Say again.
Three success, one triumph, five advantage.
Yes.
Okay, good. The triumph did it for you again. Okay.
Look at Bug being the man.
I'm the man. The kid.
You managed to find you're able to input sort of a break in the node's code. It might only be temporary. You're not sure how sophisticated the security systems are here.
Is this for the single node or all of them?
Yeah, for the single node. You're not sure how long it'll last, but as you do so, you notice the aura around him flicker for a moment and then vanish.
Have I noticed?
Did I learn
a pattern from this, or was there like, oh, it's that, and it might be connected with...
It was half your knowledge and half you guessing at what might work.
Clever intuition.
Yeah.
So now that I've solved it, I still don't fully know.
So, for reference,
that's
QB...
That's like I'm saying, you're not even sure how long it's going to last.
QB went to the south one.
Yeah. So you two are at the south one, and you two are still on the ship?
I'm still on the ramp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mordai's second turn.
Yay.
We're here.
No, we're here.
Yes.
Mordai disappears for a second and reappears next to you, Zero.
Oh, fuck.
Statement.
Aye. Oh, fuck.
He's going to punch you in the face.
Statement. Oh, fuck. Oh, at least he's not. He's behind us now.
Roll,
Not necessarily.
Roll 2d8.
Well, I thought we crashed here.
I spend 2 strain.
Oh, we crashed here, right?
Okay.
No, that's the fighter. That's the ship.
One failure and 5 threat.
Oh, wow, okay.
Emma, I would assume, like, 13.
This hits you, though. You take 7 damage.
Oh.
So he deals...
21 damage, oh my god.
Hmm.
That's a hefty punch.
I would die.
Well, it was 20. It was 20. I got one extra success, right?
Ah, so
okay. Yeah, you would literally die.
I would die.
That is a one.
I would die.
So 7?
Yep. That's probably why he went to punch 0. Yeah.
The sound of metal hitting metal.
Yeah.
And one of Zero's cheeks crumple a bit.
Yeah.
Drags his hand back.
Do you stand still?
Zero's eyes go a little bit brighter. Statement. I am upset.
Oh, that's too bad. What are you going to do about it?
Statement. Allow me to demonstrate.
As it so happens, it's Zero's turn.
Response?
Zero knew this.
I was kind of expecting him to be like little kid.
Zero was waiting his turn patiently.
Zero steps forward and does not punch. But he brings his minigun up to the point such that, since the Lazix is so much taller than him, he is pointing at the nearest part of his torso, which happens to be right about there.
Right.
And upwards.
Right.
And opens fire.
You gotta roll advantage to call your shot.
His eyes glow wide for a second, and his hands clasp back into fists again. Fool. Bullets will not harm me in this state. I have the power of those who really see. Your bullets are as a foam. They cannot harm me.
I don't know what a pillow is.
Statement. This would probably normally be true. However, I put in a special clip this morning.
It has an extra
nice,
crunch.
Nice.
You say this as the thing goes...
That's not enough.
I love the sound of...
Yes, it is.
That animated rifle winding up. Every game has... Well, not every game, but a lot of games have such good ones.
Yes, sir.
It's always good when you do that.
All those hit markers. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Chick, 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 chick. Kill-tacular.
Kill-a-majaro.
How did I saw that in a video.
Halo.
Yeah, yeah, but like, what was that? Because I don't, you didn't send it to me, but I definitely, I saw
something,
it.
Something recently?
I saw it literally like 2 weeks ago or something.
Oh my god.
It was the guy with the skit, and he was like, oh my god, the wife walks in, because the announcer's like, the announcer kills himself or something.
5 successes. And 6 advantage.
Right. The bullets tear through his torso, creating a gap, but he gasps in surprise as he staggers back from the shot. Did I not already tell you, divides by Zero, I have help. And the hole closes.
Statement. That is highly disappointing. I shall have to try harder next time.
If you could fuck right off.
Back to you, Caddix.
Isn't it, Mordai?
You only took his second turn. Oh. Punch Zero. Oh,
so yeah, he gets a turn after Caddix and then before Zero.
Oh, Jesus. This is how I rolled initiative. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, Caddix, there's probably something else in the room that's helping Mordai be invulnerable to me. Figuring that out would be really great.
It's the fighter.
What am I supposed to do? Kick things? And make them go out?
You have zap gloves.
You have zap gloves. Go.
That's probably going to make them stronger.
Don't you have a data pad?
Go blow up a node.
So Mordai, you're saying you are so weak you need help? You need help from below? That you're so imperfect that you can't even do shit yourself?
The Ascended are not weak, Caddix. How could you say that?
You just stated it yourself, you needed help.
I didn't say that, I said I have help. They offered the help to us willingly.
And you took it? Because you're not perfect?
You took help from the others.
Because I'm not perfect. Duh.
And what have they led you to? A crashed ship and a bomb that doesn't go off?
Yet.
That's true. I haven't disabled the bomb yet.
Yeah, like... You're too stupid to even do that, really?
The Ascended are not stupid!
You don't look too ascended to me.
Burn!
And the and Mordai starts crying.
And neither does your mother.
I could just toss a microphone over because he's just gonna kill himself after this one. not statement, but oh, I can't believe it. He just rips his own head off.
His tears cause him to short circuit.
You're right, I'm not perfect.
Only me.
It's a good thing I could unscrew my head. Put on my spare head.
Put on my cannon head.
Time for the giant mousetrap.
So also keep in mind I got that kill with kindness thing.
Yes.
He also has 9 advantages from last time.
Yes, I know. I am definitely taking
advantage. He just transforms into a gun, but like a regular sized gun.
He's like, here's the keys to the ship. I'll blow up the bomb for you.
Hey, this is Richard, player QB Fox and producer of the Twilight Imperium Renegades podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every single view, every single download. If you want to start a direct dialogue with us, you can go to twitter.com/TIRenegades or use the hashtag TIRenegades, which we also track, and talk to us. Send us a couple messages because we want your input. We want to know what's good, what's bad, and we want to know how much you're enjoying the show. We really appreciate these comments, so send them in. This is a original story written by Nathaniel Kiefer and produced again by Richard Jealousy. Twilight Imperium Renegades is set in a universe created by Christian T. Peterson for the Twilight Imperium set of board games, produced by Fantasy Flight Games. Twilight Imperium 4th Edition is out on the market. Pick it up. It's an 8-hour long board game, but trust me, it's the best board game we've ever played, and clearly we want to share that with you guys because, well, we made this whole podcast in that universe, so that's pretty cool. Music is produced by Maxo. You can find them at levelmusicmaxo.bandcamp.com. Songs used in this show are Frozen Foot, Vast Space, and Breakneck Subway. The cast of Twilight Imperium Renegades is Nathaniel Kiefer as the GM and every other character that is not our main party, Christopher Kiefer as Divides by Zero, Philip Zivkov as Bug, Kirk Dawson as Captain Caddox, and Richard Jellison as QB Fox.